It's very nice to meet you here in Riga, and we will wait for the concert with our Latvian National Symphonic Orchestra. But firstly, I would like to ask you why you choose the way of music.
I started to play piano as I was 5 years old, but as I was 13, I got the idea that I would like to be able and to have the opportunity to share something very significant and deep with the people. And actually, this is the result of this decision. The music is a wonderful way to share something important and powerful with the people.
But you began with a piano. Why you didn't continue with a piano? Good instrument.
Yes, I love the piano, but the orchestra is probably the next step in something bigger. And for me, the communication with the people to other people is a huge challenge.
How it came that this interest about the symphonic orchestra you received, was it after the listening in Sofia?
Yes, I was in Sofia. I wanted to play piano, but my professor told me, oh, Jordan, you are very talented. You have to try to study conducting. And I answered, oh, that's not possible. That's too difficult. That's unusual, hard. I can't do this. And he told me, try. And actually, I find my way there. And I'm extremely happy with this. This is actually the only form, the only way now for me to do music.
But orchestra, it's like a big ocean with so different possibilities, with so different ways how to find the sound, to collaborate.
Yes, it's a completely different job. But for me, conducting means communication. And communication with another people, with the souls of the people. Actually, this is amazing to have 80 or 100 persons, 80 different characters, to can take all these peoples and to can share. I'm sharing with the musicians, and the musicians are sharing with the public. This is a big principle. For me, this is a principle of communication, and the whole civilization can learn of this principle. For me, this is the perfect way of communication. Probably the politics and the business guy, they can also learn from this communication way. Do you know? This is the perfect model of the perfect communication.
In which way this communication is very specific and very extraordinary?
It's extremely intense, it's extremely directly, it's extremely fast. The responsibility of this communication is absolutely huge, and this should work really completely perfectly. Otherwise, it's nothing. It should be perfect. Otherwise, it's just dilettantism. It's just not professional in our job. Do you know, in our job, one very small part of the second is too much. When you play 3 times half a second too late, you are out of this job. Do you know?
It could be some parallels as you're directing, for example, the Cosmos ship.
Yes.
Then this all the precise mechanisms, yes, shouldn't be failed otherwise.
Yes, it's exactly.
But by the way, you mentioned that your interest was also astronomy.
Yes, I'm very happy to be a general musical director of the opera and the Philharmonic Orchestra in Heidelberg, also the two festivals there. And I was also very happy to find out that in Heidelberg is the biggest institute for astronomy in Germany, and he's on the international level. And yes, I'm attending regularly lessons there.
What you found there? Why?
I love astronomy and quantum physics for a long time, as from my school time. And this fascinating of the world, of the cosmos, this is unbelievable. Actually, this is the most interesting thing ever, the cosmos. This is probably our future.
We will move to Mars.
No, I don't need to move to Mars. This would be
And arrange
boring.
a symphonic orchestra there. There is some ideas. Even serious companies who are trying to arrange this possible living on the Mars. But okay, it's very far future. But
Yeah,
I
this
think.
is not far future. This is impossible future, actually. But the cosmos, it's our everything. This is part of us, in yourself and in myself. They are a part in the molecules which are 40 million years old in your body and in my body, in each body. We are part of the cosmos and the cosmos is part of us. That's a scientist true.
But when you look on the skies, you can name all these star groups, what we can see there.
No, this is not astronomy. This is not necessary. I love to understand how it works. I love to understand why it exists, how big all this is, and I love to see how small the earth and the peoples are. Is everything here very, very small? This helps me a lot when I'm doing music.
It's only 4% from all what cosmos is already known.
You're right. You're right, we don't know anything, but we are trying to learn more and more. And to learn is the most beautiful part of the life.
Yeah, but if we are speaking about life in music, that of course the composers put experience of the life in their compositions, genius compositions. It's also something from big space. And what you can say about perhaps your favorite composers, in which you most of all feel this connection, that there is really something which is not from this world, only from this world.
I'm too old to have favorite
Too
composers.
old.
Yes, I'm too old to have favorites. But now I love everything. This is a big power to can find the beauty in any music. But let's talk about the program for the concert this week in Riga. We have Dimitar Nenov, a Bulgarian composer, Bartok and Gorecki. These two composers are completely connected with the cosmos, I think. Huge visions, huge dimensions. When I listen Nenov, this toccata by Dimitar Nenov, I just think about the cosmos space. It's really so. I was 13, I heard for first time this piece, and I've got immediately association for cosmos and for unbelievable big space. The Gorecki, the Third Symphony, the Sorrowful Songs symphony is also something endless for me. It's very, 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 very cosmic.
Thank you.
And Bartok and Hindemith are for me also from the first half of the 20th century. This association, these intervals, this specific music language. In this case, we have a brilliant program for Riga this week, and I'm extremely happy with this. I can find my personal at home. I can find myself there, and I'm very happy to do it.
Dmitry Nenov has not a very easy life, so to say. And if we see the parallels with Latvia here, that I have heard that he, being as a pianist, of course, made recordings for the radio, but during this communist regime, those recordings was deleted, most of those
exactly.
recordings.
He was completely genius. He was not only composer, he was professional architect and writer and painter and pedagogue and teacher and world-class pianist. I really love such humans. The same was with Leonardo. He was scientist and painter and big artist in the same time. This is Dmitry Nenov. Nobody can say was he better in architecture or in piano playing or in composing or in painting. And these such persons are huge inspirations for me.
And please tell us some words about your experience in competitions, because it's very interesting that also our young conductors, you say you are too old, but still you are young, and our young conductors participated together with you in a different international competitions. Could you mention some words with whom you met?
I was very happy to meet young artists from your country. You have really amazing musicians, not only conductors and singers and instrumentalists. And I have a huge respect to your nation and to your culture, really. Yes, I was in at the Jorma Pannula competition. And
Jorma Pannula competition, you won the competition.
Yes, I won the competition.
You was the first, but
yes.
Martin Chozolinch also had some prize.
Yes, Martin was wonderful. He got also prize, but competition is competition. Yes, yeah. Everything is relative. We're great friends now. No concurrence. I hate this word. We're just friends. We learn from another. And in Bamberg, I met Einers. I won the third prize. He won, and he's a wonderful guy. We was after that together at the Edinburgh International Festival, and he conducted in Heidelberg, where I'm a chief conductor now, and we are in the contact, and I'm very happy. Actually, I tried to contact Rubikis today, but he was not available. I will try after the interview again.
What can you say about the attitude to the symphonic orchestra? When you told about that, it was a feeling that you very easily love the musicians when you meet the orchestra. Yeah. But orchestras are very different, as well as exactly. conductors, and every conductor has his own attitude.
You're completely right. But, you know, I saw and I understood and I know that when I don't love the musician, I can't do a great performance. They are not soldiers. They're artists. And for my exercise is to learn and to be able to respect each of these musicians as a person, as an artist, not as a tutti. For me, the last violin is exactly so important as the first and the concertmeister. For me, the fourth flute is very, very important too. Everybody are important. And when I have this feeling, when I have this understanding, then I feel that I can communicate different, and then I feel that I can achieve a different level, because for me, conducting means communication. I'm not dictator, and then is everything very easy.
What's your feeling about our symphonic orchestra?
I was amazed by the orchestra. The orchestra is really very, very flexible, very professional, very cooperative, very open for new ideas, for new decisions, for new interpretations. They're very honest musicians. I hate to talk too much. I learned this actually by Jorma Pannula. Don't speak, don't jump. The most two important rules by
what
Jorma.
What does it mean, don't jump?
Yes, he thought one jumped, but he's dead. Bernstein. This is with by Jorma. Yes, but this was important for me, not to do a big body show or something like that, not to explain this is actually very stupid with the musicians. That's the reality.
How are your connections with your native land? I have read that there is established Jordan Kamjalov Foundation for the Young Musicians.
Exactly. I love the people in general, and I love, of course, the Bulgarian people too. Your country, your own country, is something special. And now I'm getting older, and I have the feeling that this feeling becomes more deeper. I don't know why. But Bulgaria is for me Bulgaria, and your country is for you your country. This is very interesting feeling.
How often you are there?
Once a year. In the summer, I love our nature. I love our mountains. I love the mountains. That's my world. After the scientists and arts, the mountains are my third world and probably the most important. So I'm a principal guest conductor at the Sofia National Orchestra. I used to work with the National Opera, with the National Radio Orchestra. I have a lot of invitations now for Bulgaria, but I don't have enough time. But to establish this foundation was for me very important to do it now, immediately. I have no idea if I will live after 20 years. I need to do it now. And I did it. We have a big potential in Bulgaria. Our school was very, very good, and I need to share this, what I have, with another people. And this foundation is the way to do it.
You say that you, unfortunately or fortunately, don't have enough time to be more in Bulgaria. But therefore, I wanted to ask about your plans for this year. What's in the closest future?
I'm very happy now to be here. I conducted already in more or less 20 countries, more or less over 60 orchestras. In America, in Europe, in Asia, but I'm for first time here in Riga. I'm very, very happy for this. And I have to say, I'm really very thankful that I'm here. I feel very, very warm somehow. Yes, I have a concert in Singapore, in Tokyo, Germany, and I was in Switzerland last week. And this is the next projects I have at the festival in Heidelberg, a lot of performances. But I'm very happy to do my Tokyo debut this year, December. This is the New Japan Philharmonic Orchestra.
And about this event with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, you have experience to conduct the orchestra.
This was amazing for me that Esa-Pekka Salonen invited me there to be his cover conductor and to enjoy their big projects. This was a very significant time for me. This was my first time in LA, and Esa-Pekka was very important for me. I worked also with him and with his orchestra in London, with Philharmonia Orchestra. I met him also in Helsinki. This was a very important time for me. I have to say that for my development as conductor, Berlin, Zurich, London and Helsinki was the most important points for my development. And I did actually my conducting jump when I did my mental jump to understand what does it mean conducting, and to understand that you can't lead another people without to trust these people. To trust is for me the most important word. Exactly, trust and top preparation. These two conditions are for me the most important conditions to the top achievements. And I learned this more or less directly or indirectly by Simon Rattle, I have to say. I was 10 years each week, Berlin Philharmonic, rehearsal, concert, observation. And then I saw here works something different, what I can't understand. And then I began to understand that you don't need to beat everything. You don't need to explain everything. You need to be top prepared, and you need to believe that your musicians are professional, that they're great, able to do a great concert. And I try to do the same here with the National Orchestra in Riga. I try to come very good prepared, and I try to believe in our musicians, and they give their best, and the concert will be amazing. I would like to invite everybody.